Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2, episode number 45. Our air date is December 12th, 2024. My goodness, 2 weeks left in the year. Who knew? I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the incomparable
Butter Pete.
Yes, we're happy to have her there. We're really happy to have our guest performer this week, Michaela Prue. Welcome to the show, Michaela.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is special. We're really excited to have somebody from nearby. We're on the east side of Michigan. That's where we call home, and you're not too far from us. So this is cool. Have the hometown girl here.
Howdy, neighbor.
So you've had quite a little background. We get into this. The music hasn't been the only thing, but tell us a little bit about how you got into music in the first place.
Oh, goodness. Ever since I was a little kid, music has been my entire life. I swear I came out of the womb singing. It's been my whole life. It actually started when I was young and very little. And it was when, you know, in those grocery carts that they have like the little cars on the front. So I was singing inside one of those little cars, like fake driving in the grocery store. And this lady comes around the aisle. I think I was like four at the time, and she comes around the aisle and she goes to my mom and goes, "Is that coming out of her mouth?" And my mom goes, "Yes, it is. She's never stopped singing, like it's all the time." And she goes, "If she still loves music and is still singing like this at the age of 8, you need to get her into vocal lessons and you need to just invest in her." And that's what we did. I did musical theater growing up. I started writing songs at 10 years old. So that's how I got into music. It kind of just, I had no choice. It just came naturally.
All you did.
Yeah.
Grocery store. Do you still sing in the grocery store?
A little bit.
Now it's your own songs, though.
Right. No, I see random Shazams, like on Apple Music or Spotify. It'll say, your song was Shazammed in Pennsylvania. And I go, I wonder if it was like playing at some random store and someone just Shazammed it. So very likely. I have not heard it yet, but that would be cool.
Well, hey, you've got other background too. In addition to the music, we talked a little bit before we started the show. There's a PBS show that's out there. You were in beauty pageants. And of course, you're donning the pink hat right now. We love that. What are the stories behind those?
Yeah, so I'll start with the pink hat. Ever since I was very young, as I said, music has been a very, very key factor in my life. I would always sing country music. Country was always my thing. And there's photos of me going back to when I was 5, 6, wearing a pink cowboy hat. And as I got older, I was like, I need to incorporate that. It's always been a part of my look, you know what I mean? It's always been a part of me as who I am as a person. Sure. And so I've always carried it with me throughout my life. And now it's gotten to a point where I kind of feel like Hannah Montana, because I'll be somewhere and I just like, I walk in and nobody knows who I am. And then I put the pink cowboy hat on. They're like, "Hey, I saw you on the news. Hey, I saw you at Arts, Beats, and Eats." And it happened before, like when I was with my mom and my dad, and I literally go, "Watch." And I put the hat on. We were at Little Caesars Arena and this guy walks up to me and goes, "Oh my gosh, I saw you sing this summer." And I go, "Oh, really?" He goes, "Yeah, I saw the pink cowboy hat." I go, "There we go." There we go.
It's Michaela's brand.
It's my brand. It's my thing. I wouldn't have it any other way. And so PBS in the pageant. So I was Miss Oakland County 2022. I competed in Miss Michigan USA, which was super duper fun. And I'm a singing sea turtle on a children's show called Wimmy's Words. My character's name is Maisine. She is a singing sea turtle. I write the children's music for the show that my character sings. And she promotes food allergy awareness and education, which is also my platform when I compete in the Miss USA competitions and in the Miss America competitions. I have a food allergy myself. I'm allergic to peanuts and tree nuts. And there's a lot of issues with allergy labeling and treatment for nut allergies and allergies in general can be very expensive with EpiPens. And there's sure. also these food allergy dogs that they've made through the companies that train the bomb sniffing dogs, like where the dogs, they train them. They actually started training dogs to be able to sniff allergens like red dye number 40, gluten, peanuts, tree nuts, a bunch of different allergens. And I'm actually in the process of starting my own nonprofit called Food Fight, where I'm going to help families raise money to get these dogs for their children and also go into schools and advocate for food allergy awareness. So love that. And it's a very important part of my life. And also Maisine the turtle has a dent in her shell from based off of an actual sea turtle from the Loggerhead Marine Life Center that I adopted when I was younger and wrote a book about. And we use her as advocacy for people who have disabilities, children who have disabilities and have something unique about them to really embrace who they are and love themselves for who they are as a person.
That is fantastic.
You're exhausting me. I love everything you're involved in. This is fantastic.
We're eating it up, if you can't tell.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Great. Well, we've got your first song queued up. It is Funeral. Tell us a little bit about, I mean, don't want to go to a downer here, but tell us a little bit about Funeral.
It's not.
Right now.
It's not about an actual funeral. Okay. It's a metaphorical funeral. And so it's on my EP called The Death of Me EP that came out in October on Halloween, and it was a project that I've been working on for the past 2 years. So I was really happy to get that out there. And the song I was very lyrically proud of. It's about the death of a relationship and someone showing up at the end of a relationship after it's over. So it's called the funeral because it's like the key line. It's like, it's nice of you to show up for the funeral. Like, oh, you weren't here and you weren't here all along, but now you're here at the end. So welcome. So that's what that one's about.
This is what we love. Love getting the backstories on these songs. So this works out well. Well, let's give this one a listen. This is Michaela Prue's Funeral.
I got some flowers in the mail today. I was surprised when I saw your name. Cause you were the one who let its waste away. Buried my heart in a shallow grave. So bring on the eulogy, the story of you and me. How our ending was so unexpected. In love and memory of how it was meant to be now. You're dressed in all black and I'm blue. In the procession for love we once knew. You'll never It's nice of you to show up to the funeral. Oh, 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 oh. To the funeral. Oh, 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 oh. I always knew you'd haunt me. The ghost of my past, yeah, it never leaves. I watch in horror as you go to speak about. So bring on the eulogy, the story of you and me. How our ending was so unexpected. In love and memory of how it was meant to be now. You're dressed in all black and I'm blue. In the procession for love we once knew. You were never around in general. But it's nice of you to show up to the procession for love we once knew. You were never around in general, but it's nice of you to show up to the funeral. Thank you for coming to the funeral.
Kayla Prue's funeral. You know, it's fun. Get the story behind it. But that's even though the story might not be the way we like it, that's a fun song. I really enjoy it.
I love it. Like, where was the song like 6 years ago for me?
There you go.
Oh my God. It's very sassy, that's for sure. It's a very sassy song.
The pink hat, it gives you a little bit of that attitude there.
It does. It comes with the hat for sure.
So that one's off of your new EP that came out on Halloween. Yes. And you said you'd been working on that for a little while now. What's your creative process? How do you write? What inspires you to put together your songs?
Yeah, so not only am I a singer, I like to really present myself as a writer and let people know that I write my own music, and I love writing for other artists, myself. It's just writing is a big part of my life. I write every single moment of my life, pretty much. I'm always in my notes app on my phone. So like part of my process, it's very at random. I wish I could say I had a process, but truthfully, I don't. But I kind of do. I write, hold on, this is actually really cool that this is online. I write in books. I'm very old fashioned. I actually still write in books. Here, hold on. I have a lot of books.
It's pink. I love it.
Yes, I have this one. I have, hold on. Since you asked, I'm going to deliver.
You gotta see.
These are all of songs. And there's two more. Hold on. And then I got these as well. I write a lot. So my writing process is very, some people call it outdated. I like to still write.
Old school.
I love to still write in books. That's a big part of my creative process. I just got an iPad for my birthday to start putting them online and typing. So when I do all the copyright things, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes in the middle of the night, I'll wake up and I'll be like, I have a song in my head and I have to write it down. I'll be at a grocery store going through the aisles and I go, oh, this is a good idea. So it's very unique and at random. Sometimes I'll come up with a little bit of a melody and a few words in my head and then I'll build off of that. Sometimes I'll just like write in my phone a topic that I want to write about. And then I go in and I write a song about the topic, or I have like a phrase or something like that that I want to put in a song. Or sometimes I'll start writing a song and it'll only be a few sections. And then I go, wait, that would fit good in this song. And then I mix-match them. So it's a very hectic creative process, but it works.
You can tell by your personality and the type of person you seem to be that there are a lot of things happening a lot of the time, and some of them will mix differently with others. It sounds like it's just where it takes you and what you're feeling at that particular time.
Yeah, no, 100%. Or like I'll start writing a song and I'll be in the middle of writing a song and then I go, wait, now I want to finish this song. So it's like probably ADHD that I should be on. But like also it's just like the creative process. It's just like everything at once. But I love to write. It's something that I really want to dive into next year, is not only writing for myself, but also writing more for other artists and getting into that collaborative space and just expanding on my knowledge of it.
What builds your stories? What builds it? Are they life experiences that you're changing? Are you trying to write for other people's benefit? What kind of drives your process?
That's a really great question. So a little bit of both. So I write a lot about my life experiences, but I also like making things up in my head. Mm-hmm. So I like writing. I know that sounds very interesting, but it's like, sometimes I'll write a song and they'll be like, oh, who's that about? And I go, absolutely nobody, some fictional man that I made up in my head who did me dirty, mixed in with a little bit of someone who actually in real life did me dirty. So it's like, there's a really big like mix between, yes, real life, but also story. So it's a lot of my songs, I would say, are very 50-50. Like some things are real that actually happened to me. And then the rest is, of course, like the creative that rhymes with that. So I'm going to put that in there. But like Fake Friends, that's purely off a life experience. That's one of my first, that's my first song I put out. That was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that about fake friends in high school. And yeah. So that was a pure life experience. The Fool, I have a lyric. I don't think I've ever shared this on a podcast. I have a lyric called Big Man, Captain of the Team. And I dated a guy who played football. So I was like, oh, that would be a cool line to throw in there. Yeah. So I put some of that in it. So yeah, it's a very, I write things, I love a story behind a song. What kills me nowadays is I feel like a lot of songs are made for commercial, which is awesome. And it's like, yes, of course those songs exist, but I'm a big lyrics person. So it's like the song Hey Ya by Outkast, where it's like, y'all don't hear me, you just want to dance. That's very often. And I like in songs, and I love writing songs with a meaning, writing songs with a story, writing songs that have lyricism behind it.
Well, that's we've talked about that with a lot of our guests, that a lot of today's music is manufactured music.
Yes.
It's written for a specific demographic that's going to purchase the song on Black Friday. That's really what they're doing. And it's refreshing to have somebody that's writing the songs that are real. And we love that about the independent artists that we have on the show. It's real music. Mm-hmm. Now we just have to determine when we're listening to yours, which 50% is real and which 50% is what was going through your head at the time.
Hey, it's up for imagination. I may or may not tell you if you ask.
Fair enough. That's fair enough. Hey, the next one that we've got queued up for you here, Michaela, is my favorite horror movie. Tell us a little bit about this. I love the title, first of all, but tell us a little bit about the song.
Yes, that was on my EP as well. So Funeral and then My Favorite Horror Movie is out on my EP. And I actually just released a new song that we're not playing today, but it's called Number One Fan that I just released in November. And that one is a really good listen. If you guys want a really fun, I'm making social media content and like putting the lions in sports or like music and concerts. It's a super fun song about being somebody's number one fan. But My Favorite Horror Movie is... It's a very funny one. It's another one of those unique, sassy ones where it's about how, like, let's say I'm in a horror movie with Michael Myers, but the guy who I'm dating is scarier than him. Like, the lyrics, like, all your other girls scare me at every turn. Very modern day. It's a modern love story is what I say at the end, where I compare a guy that I'm talking to or I'm dating or wanting to date to Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, and saying, yeah, sure, they're scary, but you're worse.
You gotta tell you about your choice in men, Michaela.
Not all my music is about, I have a lot of songs about growing up, just like that EP, those were the golden songs on there.
What was there?
Yep.
All righty, well, let's give this one a listen. My Favorite Horror Movie is Michaela Proof.
Everyone's trying to get a seat for the brand new horror movie starring you and me. It's about a girl who falls in love with a boy who doesn't know what he wants. Oh no, the screaming horror, she's gonna fall in love. Oh no, it's terrifying. Screaming bloody murder. to build. Will he finally tell her how he feels? No way, is this real? What is he gonna say? He pulls her in closer, brushes her hair out of her face, then says, why are you mad? It's not like we were dating anyway. Now I go out and say hi. Tell Freddy I'm just passing by. Yeah, sure, they're doing great, but the scariest thing is the boy who's on my mind. Has me screaming bloody murder every single time we fight. Yeah, sure, they're doing great, but the scariest thing is the boy who's on my mind. I'm gonna die if you're not mine. It's a modern love story where it gets kind of gory. The other one's just for
Oh, that's great. Michaela Prue, my favorite horror movie. Great tune, Michaela. Great.
Fun fact about that one, my mom did the screams in that song.
I was going to ask, I heard the one a couple of stanzas earlier, and I wondered, who was that scream?
It was my mom. And fun fact, that last scream, I literally thought she like broke the sound barrier. It was so loud. It resonated in my ear. She didn't have a voice for about 2 weeks. It was like a good month until she was like, you know what? My voice feels normal again. It was so bad.
Hey, now listen, Quarter Pete saw a little something about you when she was doing some research. What was the quote, Quarter Pete?
Making country cool again. Tell us about that. That is so cool.
So that was my slogan from when I started music in 2020 on social media, when I started going on TikTok and releasing my songs. Lainey Wilson, I have a bone to pick with you, by the way. No, I love her. It was really funny because I had that in my bio for so long. And then she came out with the Making Country Cool Again, I think in like 2023, 2022. And thank you.
You're mine.
We were on the same wavelength, Lainey and I. So Making Country Cool Again, growing up, country this past like year into last year is really starting to make a huge comeback with the younger audiences. But when I started putting out country music out of high school, everyone was like, what are you doing? Like, country was not that big. And I grew up on country. I love country. Even though I'm from suburban Detroit, country has been such a huge part of my life, and that's what I've always wanted to do. And so my big slogan was Making Country Cool Again, with bringing kind of that nostalgic early 2000s country music that I grew up on, that everyone loved, that I felt like was kind of lost and is still kind of lost. And so with my music, I always say on social media, it's like bringing back early 2000s, like country pop, nostalgic, and for my generation, like nostalgic country music, you know what I mean?
Well, and we're hearing it too more and more now. We've got some of those performers that are going back even further and playing the old country from the 60s and 70s and having that sound that's making comments. So you're right. The sounds from years past just goes to show you we knew how to write music back, you know?
Yeah, it does. Exactly.
No, but and you've got a beautiful voice too, Michaela. It's really you're very, very professional. You're very, very polished. And you started singing at 4 years old in a grocery cart, for crying out loud. That's fantastic. We really enjoy it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
So you talked about the music festival there in Royal Oak. You played it around a number of areas in this area throughout the Midwest, as a matter of fact. And do you have a favorite venue? Do you have or a favorite type of venue that you go to and perform?
I love the opportunity to perform anywhere. Anywhere I'm given the opportunity to perform and sing my songs and perform for an audience, I am there. And I've been very blessed with some very awesome opportunities these past few years. And especially this year, I got to perform internationally. I got to perform in the Czech Republic. I got to open on a few tours. I opened for Maddie and Tay here locally at District 142. I also got to open in Chicago. And then I was slotted to open in Ohio for a singer called Alexa Valentine. Valentino from TikTok. And so I've been given these really cool, I love festivals. I got to open at Dearborn Homecoming this year, which was a lot of fun. Kylie Morgan was the headliner on my day. And I got to see Arts, Beats, and Eats, which was a surreal experience. I got to represent them on Channel 4 News on their Music Mondays, which I was so thankful for. That was such a surreal experience for me to go on the news for the very first time on Channel 4 and represent such something that's so important to me. I grew up going to Arts, Beats, and Eats, and this was my first year performing, and then also getting to represent them on the news was like, whoa, this is crazy. Thank you. So I was absolutely so blessed. Thank you so much, Jamie, for that opportunity. And I truly love to perform. And I, like I said, I take every opportunity I can get. I've done a lot of different things with my career. I was on Disney's Dream Big Princess campaign. I was a voice behind one of the characters in that. We were singing Hall of Fame. And I was a part of the Michigan Children's Choir. I was in the Italian opera of Tosca. I was a little choir boy. Right? And then after, I just am now your former 2023-2024 Michigan State Fair superstar. So I had my final performance of that in the summer, and I was on Channel 7 representing the State Fair, which was such a gracious opportunity. I got to sing at some events for them. Cool. And so, yeah, I love performing everywhere.
Oh, I love it.
I'm going to ask this next question, and I think we're probably going to need a computer to figure out where it's all going to go, because what's on the horizon for Michaela Crew? And I have a feeling there's a list so long.
So I have a lot of really cool things in store. I have a lot more releases coming out, so a lot more music. My goal is to be releasing a song every single month or every other month. I have enough. I just like the proper marketing and everything like that. I want to give it time. I want to give each individual song the respect and the love it deserves, and I don't want to rush it too quick. So every month or every other month, a song to come out. I'm singing 3 shows in Pittsburgh at Tequila Cowboy, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, I believe, in Pittsburgh, which will be super cool. My first time ever singing in Pittsburgh. I don't know if this news is out yet. I can say it. I'm opening. I'm singing at the Detroit, not Detroit, the Royal Oak Festival.
All right.
I'm opening for a Taylor Swift band coming, so which would be super cool. It's a tribute band. I opened for them before at District 142, and they're coming back to Royal Oak. So I am slotted to do that. And
you said Royal Oak Music Theater for that one, Michaela?
Yeah.
And looking that up to get tickets, I hope.
What?
I think he's looking it up to get tickets.
No, yes, please come. And I'm the opening act for that. And summer festivals we're starting to look into, and I may or may not be going to Nashville in the next month or so.
For you.
I'm living down there for the next few months. I applied to Belmont University in their songwriting program, which is a very, very small and competitive songwriting program. And literally everyone and their uncle in the business has gone there, like Tim McGraw, Florida Georgia Line. I think Michigander was there as well. Like a lot of different people have been in that songwriting program. It's a very special program. I got my results today and I've refused to look at them. It's sitting in my email right now and I've been so scared to look. So probably after this interview, I will be looking at my emails to see if I got in or not.
You better send us an email and let us know the news as soon as
I will. I will. If I don't make it, cut this out of the podcast.
This will be the edited out portion.
Exactly. Don't tell anyone. Shh. Didn't happen.
So where do people find you? Tell us about your social media. If we want to find out where we're going to go get tickets to see Michaela, where do we go?
Yeah, so you can follow me on every single social media platform. So on Instagram, Google, YouTube, my name is Michaela Prew, M-C-K-A-Y-L-A, like McDonald's, Prew, P-R-E-W. And in my Instagram bio, in my TikTok bio, on my Facebook, you can find a link tree, which will take you to all my music on all streaming platforms under Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube Music. It is Michaela Prew everywhere. And yeah, I hope to connect with everyone who's been watching this. It'll be very cool.
The same places they find Vehicle City Sound. So this is good.
Perfect.
So we got the last one queued up for you here is Who Are You? I love this song. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so Who Are You kind of changed my entire life. So that was a song that I put out, and not about a boy. It's about growing up. It was actually about the COVID-19 pandemic and losing 13 people in my life, from family members to friends, and my childhood dog, which was traumatizing. And it was just, there was a lot. And I was the class of 2021, which is the year that did not go back to school. And I was class president that year. And I was planning virtual prom and like things like that. We ended up having a prom, but it was in the parking lot and it was like 90 degrees. And it was just not the high school experience that you hear in the movies, or you grow up and you're thinking, you look forward to, you know, you make it to your senior year, you look forward to these events, and there's no homecoming. And COVID affected everyone very differently. And it was like I became an adult all of a sudden very quickly. It wasn't like I eased into it and it's like grew up. It was bam, you're losing family members, you're losing key events in your life. And then you kind of get shoved back in the world at that space and that those weird years of your life where you're trying to figure out what you want to do and who you want to be and where you want to go, and you're scared to walk out your front door. And all of a sudden you go from being 17 years old to 19, 20, and you're like, what am I doing? Like, what's going on? I just lost 2 years of my life. And
you're to be okay with it.
Yeah. And it pretty much. And so Who Are You? I wrote about losing my teenage years to the COVID-19 pandemic, and I put it out on TikTok, and it got over 300,000 views, which was absolutely insane. It was, I had videos do really well before, but it was mainly like my covers and things like of that nature, or me making silly videos and silly songs and them doing well. And this was like the song, an original of mine that I put out on my birthday, and it went crazy, and people got tattoos saying how much that song has meant to them and how much I have meant to them, which is crazy to even think about. And it's an absolute honor. And people DMing me saying this song got me through a similar experience, or this song made me feel not alone. And it truly showed me how much of an impact lyrics have on people, and also what music can do. And it was truly a big turning point in my life. Like, yes, this is what I want to do forever. This is what I want to help people with my songs, doing what I love to do. So Who Are You was very cathartic for me, and I was never expecting it. I actually thought it was gonna flop when I put it out there. I go, nobody's gonna like this.
Great. I like video. It is. I've seen it. It's fantastic.
I made that myself because I shot it with my camera in my bathroom, and I edited it all night because I was going to Chicago the next day to shoot a VR. There's like, I'm in a VR game, and I was doing a concert.
That's one of the things that you have in the video, isn't it? It looks like a Minecraft, isn't it? Is that what that is?
That's a creeper. Yes. But I was going to Chicago to do like the VR, like where they do the video games and stuff. And I'm in a concert, like a VR concert experience, which is really cool to be a part of. But it was, my song started getting a lot of views, and I go, oh no, like, I don't have a video for this. I was not expecting this. I'm underprepared. And so I shot it in my house. I stayed up literally the whole night doing it. I go, I can sleep in the car into Chicago. And I put it out there. And so it's a very homemade video. I learned as I went doing it. And it encapsulates me as an artist very well.
It is so cute. Like at the beginning of the movie, video, there's this boy going, who are you?
Yeah.
And then there's like photos of you. You're kind of like, and I get the COVID thing now. That makes sense. There's like different things going on with your face. It's a style. It's a face. It's actually really cute. I thought you did a great job. I didn't know that. That's fantastic. It's great.
Thank you so much. And thank you for picking up on that. Yeah, because it's like that I don't recognize myself. I was doing like different versions of who I was. And it's me with mascara running down my face, looking at pictures of me as a little kid. And it's filmed at home, which is very fitting because we were locked in our houses for God knows how long during the pandemic. So a year. Yeah. So Who Are You is a very important song to me, and I think it will always be. So thank you.
Let's give this one a listen. Who Are You from Caleb?
really me. I don't know for sure. I don't recognize myself. I look like someone else. Time won't stop. Can't turn back the clock. Tired of being someone I'm not. Thought that I had a clue. Boy, to tell you the truth.
Who are you? And I hope you all take a look at this this episode on YouTube, because you get to see Michaela play air guitar during the song, which is one of the new highlights of this show. I guarantee it.
Oh, I'm so glad. They call me Jimi Hendrix.
Michaela, it has been absolutely wonderful to talk with you tonight. This has been one of the most fun shows we've done. I'm sure Quarter it's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
I even wore the shirt to match the hat. So,
when is your pink?
I blew it. I really blew it tonight. We do this another time, Michaela. I promise you, I'll be wearing pink.
I'll get you guys Pru Crew sweatshirts. Don't worry, with the cowboy hat on it. We'll all be swagged out. Don't worry. Hold on. It's like this. It's this logo.
Well, there you go.
Yeehaw!
We love it. I will wear that with pride.
Thank you,
Kayla. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope y'all enjoy my new music and check out Number One Fan.
We will. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yeah, so next week we have Tom Nitti, and maybe with a special guest. So there's something in common with them two with the voice.
All right. Oh, we're looking forward to that. I think we have a wrap on tonight's show. This has been a lot of fun with Michaela Prue. Michaela, thank you one more time.
Thank you, guys. It was so nice talking with you both.
Likewise. And folks, you're out there in podcast land. Please look us up where you're getting your podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. We're all over on them. We appreciate all your support. If you know more folks like Michaela, let us know about them. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com. We love interacting with the fans there, and you can always look us up at VehicleCitySound.com. That's our website. We appreciate everybody listening tonight. We appreciate having Michaela on the show, and everybody, be good.